Back on Downtown, it's 4:30. Let's talk some basketball. John Corrales of Boston Sports Journal and the Locked On Celtics podcast joins us this afternoon. Hello there, John.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing well, thank you. How are you?
Oh, I'm great.
It was a little wild up here. A lot of wind, a lot of rain up here. It's the big cleanup today around Maine.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it is. I mean, I luckily came out of it okay. Branches, but no full trees down. My dogs have a little bit of an obstacle course in the back, but that's good. It gets their coordination going.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's like a little drill just to keep them sharp and agile. Well, Celtics, things are going pretty well lately. 5 straight wins. What have they been doing well in this streak, John?
Well, a little bit of everything, honestly. And you can go individually. Guys like Jaylen Brown. Jaylen's playing some of the best basketball I've ever seen him play. Totally under control, moving the ball really, really well. In fact, I am in the midst of compiling a piece that's going to go up on Boston Sports Journal pretty quickly after we're done. He's generating 12.8 points via his assists over the past 5 games. That's 4 more than usual over the course of the season prior to that. So that he's finding guys, they're making, you know, high percentage shots. They're getting open 3-pointers. So Jaylen's moving the ball well. Drew Holiday's finishing in the restricted area. They're getting these easy shots, easy layups. They're winning third quarters, which they haven't really done. And they're getting contributions from the other guys. Sam Hauser, Peyton Pritchard, those guys have stepped up. Al Horford off the bench has been phenomenal, especially defensively. It's just been, and Derek White, I mean, I can't gush enough about Derek White. It's just been an incredible full team effort. They're moving the ball. They're playing fast. They're not walking the ball up the floor. They're playing great defense. It's just all around, they're just playing great basketball.
And you mentioned Jaylen Brown, and it's almost as if by not trying to do too much, he's actually doing more than he was before.
It's like it's almost like you stole it right out of my mouth there, Rich. Because that's the one thing I've been saying about Jaylen so for like the past few years. His number one problem has always been trying to do too much. And whenever he tries that, it tips the other way. There's a crest there with Jaylen Brown's effort, and it's got to be a certain amount. And if he goes over that crest, it starts to go downhill. And that's when you see him turn the ball over 4 times, 5 times, 6 times. His turnovers are down to like 2.2 per game over this homestand, which is absolutely where you want a high-usage guy like Jaylen to be. You have to understand he's going to turn the ball over a couple times a game because every high-usage player turns the ball over a couple times a game. But he's not doing it 4 or 5 times a game. And that's the thing. He's getting himself out of trouble before getting into trouble, if that makes sense. He's giving the ball up before getting into those situations where he's had issues before. And it's really a wonderful sign of progression from him.
Now, there have been a couple games this season. We've talked about the fact that they were games the Celtics could maybe learn some lessons from. It sure looks like they've learned some of those. But as you pointed out at Boston Sports Journal, especially this last series of games with the Magic, they were the teachers, not the students.
Yeah, because, look, they've shown that they can persevere now through some rough patches. What they're not doing is, you know, what Orlando was doing over the course of the season these 2 games was that they get down when the shots don't fall. We've heard that from the Celtics a million times. Shots don't fall. Celtics get a little, you know, lax on defense. If the offense isn't there, the effort isn't there. And in each of these 2 games against Orlando, they started slow, and they didn't look great early in the first quarter. And then they just kept on plugging at it. They didn't deviate from the plan. They figured out, it seems like they have figured out, like, hey, 48 minutes is a long time. There's no reason to say, oh, it's not working. Let's not do this. They are sticking with it. Guys are just taking their good shots. They're not trying to get too ISO heavy. And when, you know, you see Orlando kind of get into these little lulls, that they start to slip in other areas. So worst thing you can do, and the Celtics have done that historically, maybe all this experience and maybe getting a little bit older, these guys are like, oh, wait a minute. If we don't do this, let's try not doing this and let's see how it goes. And it's going well.
We're talking with John Corrales here on Downtown. Well, Golden State tonight, although it's not the Warriors of, even last year, they're having some struggles so far. But what do the Celtics need to do to be successful on this West Coast trip?
Well, I mean, I hate to boil it down to just keep doing what you're doing.
Mm.
But it's not necessarily the style of play when I'm talking about that. It's the mentality. It's, and Joe says this all the time, you know, it's an open-mindedness to adjust. And that goes to guys like Tatum and Brown to say, okay, tonight we need to play a little bit differently because the Warriors present a different challenge with their offense, with Steph Curry. The Celtics can certainly attack, but also don't get too happy with forcing things at the rim. Understand that when you're attacking and you're successful, that they're going to collapse and be open to the, yeah, I know you just scored four straight layups, Jason Tatum, but now when they're collapsing on you, that's the time where you kick. You've created something, you've created an advantage. Don't blow the advantage. So just keep going with the mentality of what they've done to win and be open to whatever the game needs. And it doesn't matter who has the 30-point game, right? Somebody might have it at some point, and maybe nobody does. Maybe it's just three, four guys scoring 20 points. Either way, as long as they just keep moving the ball, playing fast, and the open guy, the guy who gets that catch after it swings twice, he takes the shot, and whoever it is, it might be Jaylen Brown, it might be Sam Hauser, whoever it is, knock it down and go back and set your defense. That's how they've been winning games, and that's how they're going to continue to win games.
How much of the success they've had, John, comes down to another year of experience for Joe Mazzulla, but also all that coaching experience that's with him on the Celtics bench?
Yeah, I mean, I think you can go up and down the bench and point to somebody and be like, this person is playing a role on, you know, in this success. And obviously, Joe Mazzulla, you know, you see the buy-in. You see the guys buying into what he's been saying. And that's the number one thing, right? That's when the guys are bought in, that's where you start to see some success. It's not always there with every team, and it wasn't always there all year last year. His level of experience, having to, you know, the ability to plan over the summer, coming in with his own open-mindedness. He's not a big fan of post-up play, but he's running it because he knows the Celtics need to post up with the personnel that they have. And that's what the best coaches do. The best coaches, like, I hate to, you know, send a straight Mike D'Antoni's way, but there's a reason why Mike D'Antoni faded out in the league. It's because he has a style, and he wants guys that play his style, and that is it. If he's not getting those guys, he's not going to win. The best coaches say, okay, I don't have a great defensive team, so let's figure out a way to run this offense in a way that can win us a bunch of games. Or if things go south and you lose all your shooting, like, Joe Mazzulla's got to find a way. Like, hey, we don't have a lot of great shooters. How do we generate the types of shots that we can, so we can score? And I have confidence that he can figure things out because he has proven himself to be the kind of guy that can adjust. And I know it looks like the Celtics still just shoot a bunch of three-pointers, but I think the type of offense that they've been running is kind of like, let's get the best shot possible. And a lot of times those happen to be three-pointers. The post-ups, and you see Sam Cassell's influence, and the defense, we see Charles Lee's influence. Those types of things all play into it, but it starts at the top, and the head coaches kind of understanding that you're going to have to win games where you shoot 32%. And that's what the Celtics have been able to do. They started shooting well recently, but they haven't had to rely on the three to win games.
John Corrales, Boston Sports Journal, the Locked On Celtics podcast. John, thank you so much. As always, I was telling you before we came on, we're on a little vacation next week. So hope you have a great holiday and a wonderful start to the new year. And we'll catch up with you early in 2024.
Well, same to you and same to all the listeners. I hope everybody has just a great holiday. I know it's been tough up there. So I just hope everybody can find some time with family and friends and enjoy a great holiday.
That's awesome. Thank you, John. We'll see you in the new year.
All right. See ya.
John Corrales, Boston Sports Journal, and the Locked On Celtics podcast with us here on Downtown.